Okay.
I can tell you about how God has been showing me things for the last days and really dealing with me to see things in a way that I didn't see before. And it is about what we expect when we are dealing with people that is before us. And I had a people that came to my home, and we were praying together. And then we were silent for a while, and I was really asking God, flow through me to these persons. I do not want to tell them something about from my own heart, but flow through me. Let it be your will, but not mine. And I think we need to have this in mind when we stand before people, that he want to flow. He want to reach to the person. And he spoke to me in this way that it quite broke my heart, really, because sometimes when we stand before people, we decided if we wanted to speak to them or not. We look at them and we see that they are not according to what we like. And we destroy so much work of God in that way. But he spoke to me in that way that he said, treat everyone that is standing before you as it is I. Do you see this, brethren? Do you see the power of breaking down every hindrance between us, everything that separates us, everything that we have in our own mind about one another, about people that is standing before us? If we look at the person that is before us, because the person is really standing there because it's sent our way, it's sent by him. And when we stand before the person, we should not fail. We are standing there in purpose to bring something, and could say in our soul, oh my God, not my will, but thy be done. And to look at one another, even look at my wife and treat her like I am using the word that I want to use to my Savior, to my King. And if I meet someone that is against me, I will still use the word as I would speak to him. He says in Psalm 23 that he is going to prepare a table for us before our enemy. And when I was reading it first time, I thought he's going to put something on the table before me to support me from my enemy. But he started to realize that, let me see that he's going to put something on my table for my enemy, to give them, to feed them, to do unto them as good as I can, to change them from being my enemy to be my friend, to change the nature in them by what God give me, because I cannot do it on my own. So this is something that I had not so much been thinking about, but I am so glad that next time when I meet some person, I'm going to look at my God and said, flow, flow through my spirit, flow through my soul, flow through my body to the person that is standing before me, because she belongs to you, but not me. I have nothing, no right to make up my mind about the person, but it's Let you flow and bring the word to the person so this person will turn to you. In Jesus' name. So this was my day with him. And it's a beautiful day because it could not be my day without that it is his day. And when we come into his day, we become a partaker of his day. So blessing to you, brethren.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Daniel.
Amen.
Brother Mark?
Yes.
There's this word in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We share from verse 7. Through 9 or thereabout, for God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. But the Paul says we should not be therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor himself his prisoner, but that we should be partakers of the afflictions of the gospel. We pray that it should be only the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, which he has given to help us when we carry the right burdens. God gives his power to sustain us. And he says, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the time that we find ourselves here on earth, before the world began. But it's now made manifest clearly by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The mission Jesus came is to abolish an immortality to light through the gospel. Praise God. The appearing of Jesus Christ in the human history has a purpose in God. And that purpose is primarily to abolish death. And the scriptures tell us that God will teach us the path of righteousness, because there's a way that leads to life. And Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and that life. When our purpose is right, when our hearts are right, and we dedicate our souls as temples of the living God to offer true sacrifices of worship and praises, offering to God our lives, and understanding by the Holy Spirit the purpose of God for our stay here on earth. Brethren, every other thing we see around us will only push us the more into the eternal purpose of God, the sorrows and the agonies, the things that we face are merely secondary things. They are not the original intentions of God for us. But when we are partakers of the afflictions of the gospel, there is the strength that comes to us. It says, the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. When our spirits are in union with the Christ that we profess, there is no weakness in Christ. There's no failure. There's no diminishing of life in Christ. Though our physical bodies may go through stress and pains, by the will of God, it should be, not by our disobedience, not by the things that we incur. But the afflictions of the gospel, brothers and sisters, when it is the afflictions of the gospel, the Bible says, by the power of God, we shall not come under. The enemy has no such right. There is no power in heaven and hell. There's no power anyway that can push us around. When the Holy Spirit came, the illiterate apostles, the people that had no strength, the people that were not educated, look at Brother Peter, a fisherman, he and the apostles could stand and face the intelligentsia of their day and face the people that were highly educated. They were able to tell the gospel, declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ to their audience with boldness. And the Holy Spirit was there witnessing with signs and wonders following them. Brother, let us not allow the religion of the day having a form of godliness, but denying the power of God in our lives. Let that not be our story. But let us insist and persist in the service of the Lord, knowing that God is faithful. The little pains here and there are not forever. They can't last. Brother Paul here says, writing to Timothy from verse 7 that we read, God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And that cannot change. Time has come and time has gone. We have seen witnesses to these truths, that the gospel has power. Nations of the world can testify to men who were not so learned, but came with the demonstration of the power of the word of God, the power of the Spirit of God. Brethren, our days should climax, should bring to the height, to the zenith, what God had in his mind, to take over the whole world by the Spirit of Christ. And that's our mission, brethren, today, beginning from our homes, our children, our generations should be returned, should be ordered back to the resurrection grace of God, to the truth of God. We should not allow the present technology or things around us to push us about. No, we should, by the power of God, bring our situations under and not appear so helpless. No, 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 no. God has not given us the spirit of fear back into bondage. No, 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 brethren. There is boldness in the man that has touched Jesus Christ. It was seen in Peter and others. People that were so intimidated by situations, the day the Holy Spirit landed upon their lives, the day they were enjoying the new birth, the day they entered into the kingdom that we are now talking about, everything changed. And we can always declare, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, nothing else. And we must be bold. If you are born of God, you can't act as a little cheap thing there that the enemy can push around. No, 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 brethren, no. Let us say no. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Back in the, no, 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 it's not true. He that is born of God has the seed of Christ. First John says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes this world. And this is the victory that overcomes this world, even our faith. There's the resurrected Christ that is seated in the realm that eyes cannot see. But he ascended in the, I mean, everybody was beholding him. All eyes saw him as he was going at the feet of Mount Olives. The witnesses saw him going. They saw him ascending. And the angels came to testify and said, this same Jesus shall come back. Praise God, brethren. It did not take days. That was on the 40th day. On the 50th day, the Holy Ghost returned. And men were filled with that same life, the life of Christ. And they were liberated from their fears. Doors were opened. They went everywhere. They did not care about the afflictions that they suffered. Brethren, let us have that same grace today to understand that we don't just gather for ourselves. Our environments must know that these people are declaring a Jesus that was raised from the dead. God has not given us the spirit of fear, of timidity, back into no, no, brethren. We have the spirit of power, of a sound mind to declare. So that's the little word I can see from these scriptures that we have been reading every day. God has not given us. This is what Brother Paul saw in Timothy. Paul knew Brother Timothy's mother and the grandmother. He said, I saw a spirit in their grandmother, I saw in their mother, and that same spirit is in you. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God can never have diminishing returns in his kingdom. So let us rejoice, no matter how much the enemy insists, let us persist that the resurrection is true. Let us be witnesses of Christ's resurrection. Let us celebrate his resurrection. And as we do, he will appear. God will always show himself strong in our situations. Praise God. I just want to share that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Emma.
Amen. I have one more thing to say to Connie. Connie, the worst thing that ever happened to me in my life was the best thing that ever happened to me. And that's because it brought me to him in a way I'd never known before. And the scripture says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart.